All right, so today we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and we're finishing up the chapter today, and another 15 verses-ish today, and we're looking at 25 through 40, so 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 25 through 40. And this section, the way it's worded is a little confusing, and it's unfortunate. We don't know exactly what questions Paul is answering, and the way he's answering the question or questions here, it's not very easy to discern what those questions are. We can't even try to, figure that out very well. So, and then the way it's worded is confusing, and so it kind of makes it a little difficult to do a lot with this. But the thing that when I was reading through this, the thing that really jumps out at me is Paul he has a viewpoint that really is very similar to the way Jesus seemed to teach, which I guess you would want to know that, right? You would want Paul to have a similar viewpoint, but it's this idea that God's really about our hearts. And it's interesting because what Paul is talking about is marriage and sexual relations in the context of that marriage. And what he's saying is that it's not about, is marriage good or bad? It's really about our worship of God and the singularity that we can have when we're not married and we're able to focus on God's calling for our lives. Paul is stressing that that's a great thing. He's not saying that marriage is bad. He's saying that when you get married, you've got this commitment. You've got this calling from God to attend to your spouses and potentially your family's ideals and their needs and their desires. You've got that as an additional burden on your time and your energy and everything that you don't have when you are when you're single and when you're not married. And so he's just expressing here how useful that singularity, that single-minded focus can be. And so it if you take it out of the context of marriage, the takeaway for me today is really a broader question. And the question is this: when I'm thinking about doing something, when I'm thinking about participating in something, the question is, how does this contribute or take away from my focus on God? How does this thing contribute or take away from my focus on God? I think it's a great little question. I think it's a great little takeaway from something that's really focused on the marital relationship and on that topic and being able to expand it and broaden it and make it more broadly useful. So great question for today. How does this contribute or take away from my focus on God?